A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Random House Audio presents Star Wars, Fate of the Jedi, Vortex, by Troy Denning. Read for you by Mark Thompson. Chapter 1. Beyond the forward viewport hung the gossamer veil of Ashtiri's cloud. A vast drift of ionized tularium gas floating along one edge of the Kessel sector, speckled with the blue halos of 1,000 distant stars, its milky filaments were a sure sign that the Rockhound had finally escaped the sunless gloom of the Deep Maw. And after the jaw-clenching horror of jumping blind through a labyrinth of uncharted hyperspace lanes and hungry black holes, even that pale light was a welcome relief to Jaina Solo. Or rather, it would have been, had the cloud been in the right place. The Rockhound was bound for Coruscant, not Kessel, and that meant Ashtiri's cloud should have been 40 degrees to port as they exited the Maw. It should have been a barely discernible smudge of light, shifted so far into the red that it looked like no more than a tiny flicker of flame. And Jaina could not quite grasp how they had gone astray. She glanced over at the pilot station, a mobile lev chair surrounded by brass control panels and drop-down display screens, but found no answers in Lando Calrissian's furrowed brow. Dressed immaculately in a white shimmer silk tunic, lavender trousers, and a hip cape, he was perched on the edge of his huge Nerf leather seat, with his chin propped on his knuckles and his gaze fixed on the alabaster radiance outside. In the 3 decades Jaina had known Lando, it was one of the rare moments when his life of long odds gambles and all-or-nothing stakes actually seemed to have taken a toll on his con artist good looks. It was also a testament to the strain and fear of the past few days, and perhaps to the hectic pace. Lando was as impeccably groomed as always, but even he had not found time to touch up the dye that kept his mustache and curly hair their usual deep, rich black. After a few moments, he finally sighed and leaned back into his chair.
"Go ahead, say it."
"Say what?"
Jaina asked, wondering exactly what Lando expected her to say. After all, he was the one who had made the bad jump.
"It's not my fault."
A glimmer of irritation shot through Lando's weary eyes, but then he seemed to realize Jaina was only trying to lighten the mood. He chuckled and flashed her one of his Nova bright grins.
"You're as bad as your old man. Can't you see this is no time to joke?"
Jaina cocked a brow.
"So you didn't decide to swing past Kessel to say hello to the wife and son?"
"Good idea," Lando said, shaking his head. "But no."
"Well then."
Jaina activated the auxiliary pilot station and waited as the long-range sensor spooled up. An old asteroid tug designed to be controlled by a single operator and a huge robotic crew. The Rockhound had no true co-pilot station, and that meant the wait was going to be longer than Jaina would have liked.
"What are we doing here?"
Lando's expression grew serious.
"Good question."
He turned toward the back of the Rockhound's spacious flight deck, where the vessel's ancient bridge droid stood in front of an equally ancient nav computer. A Cybot Galactica model, RN-8, the droid had a transparent head globe, currently filled with the floating twinkles of a central processing unit running at high speed. Also inside the globe were 3 sapphire blue photoreceptors, spaced at even intervals to give her full perimeter vision. Her bronze body casing was etched with constellations, comets, and other celestial artwork.
"I know I told Ornate to set a course for Coruscant,"